It's Sunday. It's Mark Pyers. It's real talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind
and help my living.
It's real talk. It's the Daily Variety Show, Mark Pyers Real Talk. I'm here to help you make smarter moves, to amplify your current state, and I'm here with you on Sunday. Day 405 in a row. 405 days in a row, guys. And I just want to remind you of something. You can't ever quit. You can't give up. Because they expect you to. They're banking on it. If you don't keep going and you give up now, all of your hard work is for nothing. You started something. You got to continue to figure out what it means. Just think about it. You're like halfway across the road and you're like, nah, you know what? Instead of continuing to the other side of the street, I'm just going to turn back. It's just as much of a distance to go backwards as it is to drive through the pain and all that hard work. It may feel easier to retreat. It may not hurt as much when you hear no after no and you go backwards, but it's the same amount of time and energy spent. And you get nothing when you go back to the beginning. In fact, you feel like less of a human. You feel like you're not worth your salt. And I don't want anybody to feel that way. Drive until you can't drive anymore. Get through every moment of your life and look back and say, I did it all. I left it all on the table. And I won't retreat. When my intuition tells me to go somewhere, I'm going. You know, something I've talked to you guys about in the past is, in general, the only bad decisions I've made in my life have come because I listened to people. I listened to people instead of what this was telling me. This heart of mine has its own heartbeat. It has its own measure of time. And what you say, unfortunately, doesn't matter to this heart. This heart drives on its own. And I do think sometimes you get something from the people around you, and they could also take away from you. But in general, you have to remember to use this. Let this drive you at your own rhythm. Don't worry about what's going on around you. Well, how quickly someone gets to that location, to their destination. Your timing is perfect to you. Just like that heartbeat of yours. It beats at a specific pace that is only measured to you. It's your beat. It's your heartbeat. Give me some Zabrowski right now. Woo-hoo! Love that. I love that. That drives me every single time I hear it. It should drive you too. I had a clip come on just 2 days ago about the woo-hoo. It's impossible to find anything negative within a woohoo. I dare you to find it. Let's see, I got my boy Ted on. Oh, Michael. And let's see, we got some people. I'm just going to say hi to everybody. Bobby Bell. And Cross, of course, my brother, and Michael. Thanks, buddy. Bobby, I got to tell you, buddy. The other day you said something really fresh, and today too. This isn't a program for that. You know, there's plenty of stuff out there if you want to go and try to create some sort of negativity. Go for it. This show's about positivity. This show's about growing towards the light. It's not about bringing people down. And, you know, look, I think it's, you know, there's some funny stuff out there. In fact, I have another program. If you want to laugh, if you want to kind of get into that side of things, go find Fache. Go find Fache and you will cry with laughter. But you're not going to get that here yet, okay? I'm just going to tell, I'm breaking into this now because Bobby came on here and I wanted to reference this. The other day he came on and he said something a little off color and it took me off of my moment. And I realized, and we were talking about this tonight, actually, we went to dinner with our director of sales and with her boyfriend, really cool guy. We had a great dinner and we were chatting about this type of thing, how, you know, specifically, if you think about it, when someone throws shade at you or negativity at you, it does something to you. It does something to you. It makes you feel different. And I can only know that to be true because everything that comes at me from my people here is all positive, right? And then when you do get something random out of there that doesn't make sense, it's kind of like, well, first of all, someone just drops in and just says something. But outside of that, it does affect your psyche. It affects where you go from there. And look at that. I mean, I was on pace to talk to you guys about something, and I just want to make sure we have this conversation because, you know, the more people that tune into this program, the more shenanigans that are going to show up. It just happens, guys. And I would say that usually you're looking for attention. You're getting the attention. That's great. I'm giving it to you. However, get positive attention. Lift someone up. Hey, what do you think about this? What's your perspective on that? Hey, what did you think of that speech? Blah, 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 blah. Ask a question. Let's go somewhere with this program. This is an hour plus every day of unscripted content. And I'm banking on you guys being a part of the show. I'm banking on you sharing a thought, asking a question, and go from there. Ted, you're the man, my brother. My man. Yeah, so Ted just reminded me of what I was specifically saying to you guys as a start here. You know, remember your action steps, they're leading you towards something. And if you don't continue on, you won't know if your intuition was telling you the right thing from the beginning because you didn't have what it took to continue on and finish that task. You may come to the end of it and say, yeah, it wasn't what I thought. I didn't find the happiness I was looking for. Remember, everything you do in life should be not to gain financial wealth. I mean, freedom. Financial freedom is what you want. But happiness is the ultimate goal, guys. Your daily activities should be leading you towards a smile, leading you towards happiness. It's, of course, not easy to do that. You know, my wife and I had a very funny conversation today. We're talking about how every entrepreneur comes out and they say, money doesn't buy happiness. And we just had a pretty interesting conversation. She was like, no, but what it does is it alleviates stress, which does allow you to be open to happiness a lot easier. Money's a tool. It's not going to make you happy, but if it gives you financial freedom, so you could wake up every day and do what you want, that is a slice of happiness. I don't care what anybody out there tells you. That, to me, is actually a huge part of the formula to happiness. I believe financial freedom plus giving of yourself, of your soul, of that light within you, that's where your happiness lies. That is exactly where it 100% is. And I don't know that many people that have this financial freedom where they can do whatever they want for the rest of their lives. Maybe in their 60s, in their 70s. But not many people in the 20s, 30s, and 40s are just out there like, yeah, today I'm going to Beijing. Tomorrow I'm going to Istanbul. Woo! So, yeah, you know what? Experiencing the world, seeing new places, communicating with new people and making new relationships, all huge parts of that formula to happiness. But, you know, don't be disillusioned and have people think that you can't find happiness if you could have some financial freedom. That is a part of it, guys. Absolutely. The stresses of life are massive. The stresses of life take us out of our moment. I'm always talking about how important it is to live in this moment, you know, this moment right now, and let the content take place. know, something that happened awesome today. Again, when I had a chance to talk to Ben and we were talking about the content, like I'm doing an hour and to an hour and a half every day. And he brought up a good point. He said, you know, your podcasts are there because when someone's doing laundry, someone's driving their car, they're out and about. Jeff, what's up, my brother? They're out and about. They can listen to the content. If you're live on video for an hour to an hour and a half every day, the first lead in is that it's video. It's going to give that person the feeling is I have to watch and not listen. Now, I tell you guys, you could just turn on this show on YouTube. It's live every day and just listen as you drive. So you could treat the YouTube channel as a podcast. But Ben said, it must not be too hard. You record every show. It must not be too hard to take that content and just drop an audio recording of it. I'm like, no, I could probably do that. And it used to be a lot harder. I downloaded an app just a couple weeks ago. I've actually downloaded the audio to every show since 318, essentially. I just haven't dropped them as podcasts. So I said, but you know, why do you think I should drop the show as a podcast every day as well? And he goes, why not? I said, I love that response. Why not? He said, yeah, why not? What's the difference between you not doing it and doing it every day? Well, I said, well, right now, I'm only dropping like one podcast a week or a month. Like lately, I dropped one, it was like a month and a half between podcasts. He said, but you have the content and you know very few people are going to listen and watch an hour and a half of content. There's just nobody has the time to sit there and watch. So if you know that to be the truth and you have the content and you have a podcast channel and right now you're only dropping one every once in a while, yeah, why not? Drop it every single day. So right after the show, I will be dropping another podcast. I don't know if I'm going to go back and start from 2 months ago when I started this. I think I should. I won't even know what's there. That may be the best way to do this. I'm just going to drop day after day after day for you, starting from way back then. And look, he called it something interesting. I'm trying to remember the name of it right now. Green, something green. Greenway, something. I'll send him a message and ask. But he basically said, once that podcast is there, it's just like YouTube. It's there. If someone in 80 years goes and watches your YouTube, it's a view. That's considered still a view in 80 years. Evergreen, that's what he called it, evergreen. So basically it's always there, always accessible in 50 years, 80 years. So it's interesting you say that because I've been telling people I expect to be here every day for the rest of my life and maybe still just have a few people, okay? I have no expectations that the world will tune in. That's my goal. My aim is to reach everybody. I want to connect this entire planet on this program on a daily basis. It's a lot of people. Right now, maybe 5,000 people in the world know about the program, so we have a lot of work to do. But now, this is where it gets to navigating the course. I had this philosophy since the beginning. Look, I'll just come out every day. If it's meant to be, then people will talk, they'll spread the word, and eventually we'll have that crowd. We'll have that group join on a daily basis. Well, we're here day 405, and you see how slow the growth is. So something has to change. What is it? I think what I have to do is figure out how to get this content from the daily show out to more people. That's obviously clearly what needs to be done. Now, something I'm also learning is, again, organic reach is basically dead on most of the platforms. Where I could still capture organic reach is LinkedIn and Twitter. This is what I'm figuring out after a meeting tonight. And I don't really focus on Twitter at all. And LinkedIn I've been doing, but not as much as I obviously focus in on YouTube and Instagram. So again, everything that we do here is trying to improve the process. I'm not going back to the other side of the street. I'm not stopping and saying, oh, I give up, because that's what they're banking on. That's what everybody who says, whatever, is saying. Oh, it's a daily show? Yeah, well, how long is that going to last? Yeah. I bet you there's a couple people that have bets on when Mark gives this whole thing up. You're going to all lose. I'm just saying. Whoever says the last day of his life is going to win. And look, I know it sounds morbid when I say it. My mindset is that I have multiple things that need to be done on a daily basis. And one of them is real talk. That's it. It never interferes with my life, with my business. It's a part of my life, but it doesn't interfere with my business. In fact, this should be connected with my business 100%. When someone needs to buy or sell real estate, they should be using this as an opportunity to interview me. You don't even have to get me on the phone. You don't even have to call me and talk to me. Just tune in one day and say, oh, that's who I'm going to hire. That's the guy right there. I don't need to ask him any questions. He's coming out every day and just letting it all out. It's called honesty. It's called speaking what comes from within naturally if you let it come out. And again, this was just very, very cool for us to go. And, you know, I didn't expect to grab a couple of like tips. You know, I was just there to have dinner and it was really nice. But to just learn about, you know, some of the kind of the details within social media that I don't know about. Again, this philosophy is just, I'll come out every day. Meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not, it's content that's here in 50 to 80 years. Again, this evergreen concept. Someone listens to a podcast from day 405 in 40 years. That's a view. That's a listen. And this is going to be an interesting thing because the YouTube thing is there, obviously, every single day. But the podcast, I always had this different mentality. I'm like, well, no one's going to listen to the hour from yesterday. And then, hey, I can't wait for tomorrow's hour. I'm going to listen to that one too. But you know what? Why not? I used to listen to Joe Rogan's shows before I started doing my own show. And his were like 2 to 3 hours. And there were some days where I would get through half. Maybe I'd even get through one. I had to drive to the city that day and I listened to a whole Joe Rogan podcast. Guess how I was about that? I can't wait to get tomorrow's episode. So you know what? Why not? As Ben said, why not? Well, the reason why is because you need to continue to differentiate yourself. You need to continue to drive forward. And I think relenting at all is going backwards. Can't reverse your steps. You need to double down. You need to push harder. You need to drive with everything you got. And don't take no for an answer. Remember, when you hear no, those are people who are saying, I'm just going to wait for that person to fail. They don't have what it takes. I don't think they have what it takes. Just realize everybody doesn't know what you have within you. They have no idea what you have within you. You're going to show them. You're going to show them, yeah, I had what it took. You should have realized that. And now when you come back to me, I'm no longer available to have that conversation. You know, I give people that the benefit of the doubt. I want to have a conversation. I want to do business with good people. I want to go somewhere and create a future with people. But if they don't value what's in front of them, believe me, when you come back and you realize what was there, I don't value you any longer. You had a value when I needed to create something together, but when other people see it and you passed on it, what do you think is going to happen? And basically, let me see, Michael's got something over here. Ooh, okay, I got to check this out because, Michael, I don't know what that is. Alan said one day he'd like to hear what my thoughts are on Alan Watts' backwards law. I'm going to check it out, my brother. Yes, and then Cross is over here saying it's important to listen. You got to listen to what's going on inside. And I think we hear so much around us, it's hard for us to tune into that voice. Sometimes it's so loud, the noise around us, we can't even focus in. Like right now, I hear in the kitchen. I got two rascals in the kitchen right now, not allowing me to do real talk. So it's the same thing. I got to tune off the noise in order to hear that voice within me. You know, do you realize that everything great that you have to offer this world comes from within you? It's not outside. You know, outside forces will help draw it out. But But to seek that uniqueness and that greatness that you have is an internal search. It's an internal search. I think some people are afraid. They're afraid to really look at themselves in the mirror and see what's reflecting back at them. That's a scary thought for me, you know, to have a fear of what you're going to see in your eyes. The emotion behind. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just looked in your eyes? Like looked to see like what's going on in there? Yeah, I talk about sometimes there's some people that have like I've seen a few people with like dead eyes. You ever seen that before? Like when people have like the, like I can't even do it, but it's like dead eyes. It look like there's something going on over there. You know what I mean? But, you know, they talk about the eyes being the windows to the soul. Absolutely. Are you afraid to look in your own soul? Are you afraid to look and see what's inside there? What's lurking? What's hiding? What amazing, what an amazing spirit is within there. I want you to try that. I'm going to try it myself. I don't know if I've ever done it. I'm just thinking about it right now. Like, and I'm talking about just taking a look while you do your hair and whatever you're shaving and just, and you look, oh, I see myself. No, I want you to sit there. You set a timer for 1 minute. And while you're looking in your eyes, and I want you to say a few things to yourself, I want you to say, I'm here right now. And then I want you to remind yourself, this is me. And if you don't like what you see, say it again. This is me. And let that have a reaction. Let that take you somewhere emotionally, okay? You know, we have to continue to remind ourselves who we are, what we are, where we stand. Because on a daily basis, we lose control with that control we have of ourselves. And then fear takes over. I'm afraid to look at myself in the eyes. I'm afraid to try that new thing. I'm afraid to continue forward. Maybe I should turn around. Maybe I should go back. Jeez, it would be a lot easier to go back and go take that little job over there and just focus on that. Let me just go do that and I'll go make a killing. I'll go make a lot of money doing that thing over there. And they guide us towards these professions that fill our pockets but not our hearts. And then we come to the end of our days and we say, what do I have? Some cash in the bank? I really didn't live. I really didn't experience the depth of joy and emotion that this life gives us the opportunity to feel. And I just don't want to be that guy. I just don't want to look back with my last couple breaths and say, really? That's what I did with it? I want to look back with pride. I want to be proud of myself. You know, we're all looking for some sort of acknowledgement with whatever it is that we're doing. Whether it's from your boss, it's from your spouse, it's from your children. But the one sense of pride that really matters is the one you will have for yourself when you accomplish that task your intuition is driving you towards. It's a sense of pride that comes over you when you say, geez, I started something. And I went that way as fast as I could. And man, did they knock me off a path. Like, remember that time? Remember that time I was going, then all of a sudden I was going that way? But I got back on course, and I just kept going. And look where I am today. I'm sitting here realizing how strong and how right that inner voice of mine is when I trust it. You gotta trust it in order to experience it, in order to get somewhere different, in order to be that amazing human being you're meant to be. You're not meant to just fall in line, guys. You're meant to create your own new path and let others follow behind you. You know, we're living in a world where everyone's trying to go out there and tell you the easy way to get it done. Do you see this? Every single ad I see is, oh, yeah, hey, guys, this is Tim McGrath. Did you see this guy? Oh, I can make videos. I spend $500,000 a month on ads, and I'm amazing. I'm like, great, dude. All these people trying to sell you the way to get something done, the only reason they're doing that is because they're trying to make money, because it's not that easy to do that thing they're talking about. Or they were the first one to do it and they totally just swept up. And now there's no more room there. And they're like, well, how do I milk a little bit more out of that cow? Ooh, let's tell everybody I'm the guy who did it and I know the way. Don't spend your money on that crap. All right? Don't spend any money on any of these people telling you they know the way and all you have to do is pay shipping and handling. Look, you want the book? Get the book. I'm just telling you, I don't think it's a wise thing for you to do. You could just tune into this show every single day. I'm not charging anything. I'm just here just trying to do something with this life of mine, I'm trying to make a positive change. And the way that happens is by caring. I don't know where we went wrong. I know where we went wrong. 2016 is where we went wrong. Can't even talk to people anymore. It's amazing to me. 2016 is when we went wrong. Now we live in a... Are we in America anymore? Freedom of speech, does that exist? No, not anymore. Not anymore. If you say you like something and someone else doesn't like that thing, now I hate you. Ugh. That's how I feel about this country right now. Ugh. Everybody's pathetic and sensitive. I'm sorry. It's so true. So true. I don't care who you like. If you like something, go and be passionate about it. And if I don't like it, I'm just going to say, no, I don't like it. I'm not going to not like you because you have an opinion that doesn't stay in line with mine. This country is losing the ability to have free speech. What is that about? Oh, it's not even that you're losing the ability, but you are ostracized if you have an opinion that's different from mine. It's pathetic. And I'm sorry if you're one of those people out there that's living your days trying to drag people down because you care so much. Mental. You're being mental. You've got a life to live. You've got family around you. Friends. Don't be that person who's going to ridicule everybody because they think different than you. You don't know anything. I don't know anything. I'm not, it's funny. We went 400 days of Real Talk without me talking politics. Politics is the reason Real Talk started. December 31st, 2018, I was like, I'm done. I don't want to see that negative anymore. Everything that comes on makes me feel terrible. I'm done with it. Real Talk starts. I shut it all off. And the first thing I see in 2 years is the State of the Union address the other day. And this came up today. I had a conversation with them. And I said, and look, definitely I can say this. I don't have a dog in the race. So I should have been talking politics the whole time. I'm not on either side. What I care about is this country. To me, it's about America. Is America doing well? Do people have jobs? Is unemployment at a low rate? Is the economy doing well? Are we protecting the country from terrorism? These are the questions I want answers to. And first time I listened to anything since December 31st, 2018, I listened to the State of the Union. And again, I'm going over what I talked to you guys about on day 401, but I'll say it again. I heard some amazing things that are going on with this country. And I looked over at the Democratic Party, who every single election campaigns on helping these communities. And I hear that they're being helped. And instead of seeing roaring applause and yes, there's actually something going on for these people. I see this. The entire room should have been up when I hear how the economy's doing, when I hear that it's lowest unemployment in history, when I hear 7 million people came off of food stamps and are making a living, you'd expect the entire room to go, yeah! No. Anything that makes them look bad and anything that makes them, it's pathetic. The room should be standing when America is being focused on and when America is doing great. No, that's not what went on the other night. I don't get it, guys. I don't get it. And I said today at dinner, I said, wait a second. I haven't watched politics in a year and a half, so I'm allowed to say this. I don't care what anybody says. I've heard so much negativity. I'm just saying this. A lot of stupid things are said. Absolutely a lot of stupid stuff comes out. But what I'm looking at is the data. How is the country doing? Unemployment, taxes, insurance, health insurance. We're paying $1,000 less each month. Last administration to this administration. And everybody wants to change things up. Ooh, corporate tax rates lower than ever. Companies coming back. I don't get it, guys. And again, I'm not on either side. I'm looking at America. Why aren't you? Why? Why isn't anybody looking at this country? Why isn't anybody looking at what's going on, the positivity that's happening on the back end? Because you can't focus on it. The distraction is at an all-time high. I was distracted by the silence of the negative since December 31st. I haven't heard any of it, except I hear how much everybody hates each other and how horrible this guy is in office. The worst president ever! And then I heard what's going on. I'm saying, where is the disconnect? So worst president ever, but he's done every single thing he said he would do in 2015. I've never heard a president in my life. I'm 41. I've been around for now Trump, Bush, Clinton. I've been around for, is that it? Trump, Bush, and Clinton, and Obama. Four presidents. Three of them did nothing they said they would do when they campaigned. Absolutely nothing. Remember that whole thing, time for change or whatever it was? What changed? Nothing. Same agenda. The inner cities did horrible from 2008 to 2016. 10 million people on food stamps. But you know what? Let's not focus on that 7 million of them came off. Let's not look at that. That's not important information, guys, because Ukraine. The hell's Ukraine? What the hell does that have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. You can go back through every single administration and find things presidents shouldn't have said. Fact. That's the only real news, guys. Every president has conversations with foreign dignitaries and they probably shouldn't have said that. They probably shouldn't have gone there. Are we not looking at America? Are we not looking at how great we're doing and that we are actually thriving? No. Let's get this guy out. So bad for the country.
It's crazy to me. Oh, man. I'm sorry to do this. Oh, now I got Darlin on.
Darlin's actually in politics in Brazil. And Darlin, look, buddy, I had to go. I don't want to turn people off. I'm just saying this is, like I said, people are going to hate me and think that I'm like for Trump. Like I said, look, I'm not for anybody. I'm for America. Okay? Whoever's in office is in office. I'm going to allow that person to do their job, unlike 99% of this country. Nobody's let this guy do his job for the last 3 years. I can't get over how much crap he has to deal with every single day, and somehow he does it. I had one guy say something really rotten a couple days ago, just being stupid. And I was like taken aback for a few minutes on the show. I'm like trying to get my energy back. One person at dinner tonight, Ben said, "Do you know how many negative pieces of mail this guy gets like on a daily basis?" I was like, "I don't know." He goes, "Like 20,000 people like just bash him." Think about it. Every morning he wakes up, the first thing he sees is 20,000 people telling him how much they hate him, how horrible he is. And then he's got to go and he's got to somehow go through the rest of his day. He's like, just imagine if you, he's like, I put myself in people's shoes. He's like, I'm just trying to figure things out. He's like, look, I'm looking at the data. This is what I'm saying about the data. He's like, I'm looking at the data. It's like, I'm seeing like, yeah, a lot of stuff's being said, guys, but then I'm looking at what's going on. I'm like, wait a second. There's a disconnect. There's an absolute disconnect. I told you the connection is that when you have a guy who campaigns on draining the swamp, do you guys remember this? And again, I've been out for a year and a half, so I'm laughing about this. I'm doing connecting things now. Like, he would talk about draining the swamp, getting rid of all these horrible politicians who are just literally milking this country for every penny of our tax dollars that they're being paid for. And then I realize this entire thing is just straight up distraction. Oh, we got to impeach him. We got to get him out of office. We don't want him to drain the swamp. If there's four more years, he's going to get rid of some of these totally mental people. Seriously? I don't understand the argument at this point. If I tuned in and I heard the same braggadocious bullcrap that I've heard in the past, I'm the greatest, everything I do, I pee gold. If I heard all that, I would be like, yeah, get this guy out. But when I hear, you know, stat after stat after stat, this is the best economy we've ever had. Not that, oh, it was better in 34. It was better in 62. It was awesome in 71. Greatest ever in the history of time in the United States of America is right now. I'm going to remind you guys of something that I just remember thinking when this guy was first running for office. I would look to my wife. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing? Why would he run? Why the heck would a billionaire run for office? Oh, and then people say, oh, because he just wants to be president. He just wants to be able to say he's president. Who the heck would give up their life? 4 and then 8 years of their life to get 20,000 negative texts a day and tweets a day as a billionaire. Unless they truly are here to help. I'm giving this to you guys the way I see it, okay? I don't know. I haven't watched in so long. Why would you do it? Put yourself in the shoes of a billionaire for a second. Mike Bloomberg is trying to do the same thing right now. Why would a billionaire give up that cushy life, that lifestyle, so they could be president? To get 20,000 tweets a day telling people that they want him to die and they hate him? Really? This is the mentality that I'm talking about. This country's not thinking. We're thinking like children. Nobody's putting together, where's the sleuthing? Why isn't anybody looking at what's actually going on? Here's the crazy thing, guys. The entire negatube is controlled by one side of that political party. So it's clear what's going on. But I'll tell you, I'm just letting you know right now, what they are doing is amplifying these people. They are amplifying the right. They're just going to amplify anybody who's positive America, pro-America, because every single thing that was said the other day was pro-America, and half the room sat there like this. I'm sorry, what you showed me is that you are not pro-America. You're pro your own wallets. You are pro you, your party, not pro America. Am I wrong? Somebody tell me if I'm wrong. Somebody tell me if they didn't feel the same way when you heard stuff like lowest unemployment in history for all different races and everything. Lowest ever. And like I said, to me, it reeks of somebody who just has egg all over their face. Well, geez, we've been going into these communities for years telling them that we're going to help. And we tell them every time, well, we got your back. You just get me in office and I got your back. And they never do a thing. Never do a thing. Someone said the other day that Trump got 5% of the black vote. 5% of the entire vote. That's 95% that went for Hillary Clinton. And apparently he signed some bill. This I saw on this. This blew my mind. Signs a bill to release 4,400 prisoners. And 97% were black. 97%. And this person was saying, if this guy's so racist, why is he releasing 97% of people when only 5% actually voted for him? Unless he really is trying to help. Listen, you guys come from wherever you want. I don't think you should get mad at me because I haven't watched politics in a year and a half. I'm a guy who's actually looking at the data. So if you get mad at me, then you are obviously someone who's not paying attention to the facts. And you are someone who is completely just like delusional. I think most of the people that are out there right now are completely delusional. You could flip through any of these stations. Delusional. And I'm sorry I went there on you guys, but I just wanted to explain. You know, I just don't get it. Someone explain it to me. Someone explain to me how you can't even have a conversation with anybody anymore. How you're ostracized for having opinion. How I may lose a few people today for just saying what I said. When I haven't taken a side at all. I'm about America. And if America's doing well, I want to continue doing well. I'll tell you what, from 2008 to 2016, real estate was terrible. Real estate was terrible. So I don't want anybody to tell me, because that came up, so, the economy was doing great with Obama, and also the unemployment, that was because of Obama. I'm like, no, it was not. Look, I'm talking about the facts. I'm talking about data. I'm talking about what I lived through. The only good year from 8 to 16 was 13. That's it. Everything else was crap. And 14, 15, and 16 were the worst of it all. And so I don't want anybody to tell me that it was a lead up to this president. No, it was a guy who came in and said, I'm just going to switch everything around. And like I said, I shut it off on December 31st, 2018. But when I tuned in and what I heard was every single thing this guy said in 2015 as he was running up to being president, he did. Am I crazy here? Did that happen? Did this guy literally just do everything he said during his campaign? Because I've never seen that before. Someone tell me who's seen that. Who's seen a politician do what they say and say what they do? I see the complete opposite. I see, oh yeah, I got your back. Oh, Ben said something funny. He's like, you know, you see these things, they'll get someone who's like, the son died of like a drug overdose, like really horrible scenario. And they're like, we have Jane O'Brien here from San Antonio and her son died of a drug overdose and she has a question for you. And then she'll say, yeah, you know, what are you going to do when you're in office to stop this opioid problem? And you know, my son died. They'll be like, you know, we're going to open up a park for your son's honor, you know. And they just completely disregard the question. And they just start talking, well, you know, in 1974, I was the first person. This poor person standing there with a microphone, their son's dead or their daughter's dead. And they just had their heart on a platter. And the politician just takes it. Because they know how to spin. You finally got someone in here who says what they say and then they actually do it. And everybody hates them. It's crazy. It's crazy. Again, the one thing he hasn't done that he said he was going to do is drain the swamp. But he's done everything else. What would that tell you if you were in there, in those chambers on a daily basis, and you know you're doing some shady stuff? You know you're not for the people, working for the people. You're working for your wallet. Oh, my man from Brazil. Boa noite, my friend. Boa noite. I wish I could speak more Portuguese to you. Oh, Darlin's on right now. Darlin, you got to head over to YouTube, my friend, because someone's on from Brazil right now, and maybe you could speak to him in Portuguese for me, because I'd love to say hello. I would say this. Boa noite. I don't know how to say anything else. Obrigado. I'll say that. Obrigado. I know how to say thank you and good night. That's basically it. Who's on over here? Gus! And Gus is down in Chile right now. So we got Brazil, Chile. We got people from all over the world joining the program tonight. And I went politics on you guys. Look, this is the second time I've done that. I'm sorry. Or let me know if you like it. I don't know. Maybe I should keep doing it. I specifically stayed away because my wife's always like, look, you can't talk about it because you're going to turn people off. People are going to hate you for having an opinion because this world is so sensitive right now. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So I'll just do real talk and I'll just chat about positivity, motivation, try to get people to stop focusing on the negative and start focusing on their hearts and on the kindness of this world. So we drive towards that. But honestly, I think a perfect real talk is everything. I got to talk about it all. And Fache's got to come into the mix. You guys still don't even know what Fache is. It's crazy. Oh, I told you, Fache is basically like a clean Andrew Dice Clay. That's who Fache is. Fache is really somebody very intriguing. I already have the plan on how to bring Fache into the show. I'm going to do it. I'm going to just do it, guys. I got to pull the Band-Aid off and bring Fache in because this show, a variety show, it's going to offend some people. I'm sorry. In order for me to reach the entire planet, it has to go full Mark Pyers, okay? It can't just be positivity and motivation 100%. It's got to be like 50%. You got to have 20% music. You got to have 15% comedy and then just like maybe 5% of an elbow in the Fache every once in a while. Because when you guys meet Fache, you're going to be like, I don't know if I want to watch Real Talk anymore or just watch Fache. And I may do Fache after this because it's 11:10. I may do Fache. He's also on YouTube. Oh, my man, I wish I knew how to speak Portuguese or read Portuguese because I would respond. Maybe you could throw it in through the translation software. But I've been here live every day for 405 days. Just letting the universe speak. That's what we call it. And we went into just a little bit of politics because I have a problem with this country right now. I just think we're so sensitive to a fault. We are childish. It's really just kind of appalling how far we've fallen. And it doesn't seem like anybody wants it to get better. They want to continue to drive this, let's get this guy out train. When, like I said, all I heard the other day was America, America, America. And to me, that's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear that everyone's leaving. I don't want to hear that taxes are at the all-time high. I don't want to hear that 10 million people are on food stamps. What? Everybody on their side of the room is like this. I can see that same speech. Right now, we got 10 million people on food stamps. The whole half of the room. Woo! It's not 15 million. 7 million came off. Only 3 million now on food stamps. You mean, wait a second, the people that you've been pitching to, election after election after election, just had 7 million people come off as food stamps, and you're all going to sit there like this? Pathetic. And it's telling. It reeks of desperation. Reeks. You just empowered everybody to push this guy through for 4 more years. Don't you realize? Mental. Totally mental. You should have let things happen and just see where it winds up. But no, 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 no. The day the guy got in office, they're hatching the plan on how to get him out. You did this to yourself. Just remember that. Just remember that on November 10th or whatever the heck it is, when we got 4 more years, just remember that you all did this to yourself. And if you really wanted an opportunity, a shot at somebody else, you just blew it all up. You destroyed your opportunity. It's all because of you. And the rest of the country, if it truly is something that they have to suffer through, they should be banging down your doors, getting rid of each and every one of you, because you just destroyed your chances at somebody else for the next 4 years. You did it to yourself. I'm not guessing here, guys. I'm not curious and saying, well, maybe. Absolutely 1,000,000%, you just elected him for 4 more years. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. I want to take that wager. I want to take that wager, because you just empowered every single person that was sort of not sure. Maybe they're like, eh, I don't know. And then the people that absolutely were like on board, they're like full bore now on you. Just think it's mental that you guys didn't even realize what you were doing. Like, what? I'll tell you what it was. Oh, look, we'll distract everybody and we'll get them to believe that all of this stuff is going on. You know what? If we throw 20,000 tweets a day at them, we're bound to get them to respond to some of them and say stuff like, you ask a lot of stupid questions, but I like you all the time and you're very stupid. Like, yeah. I'm pretty sure if I got 20K a day of negativity, I'm responding to some of those people. You're a dummy. Yeah, well, look at yourself in the mirror. You're stupid. Like, I could just see at a certain point, you're like, I've had enough. I can't handle it anymore. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to win big league. And then it just starts this thing, and all of a sudden, oh, did you see the thing that he said? Yeah, well, that was just one out of the 20,000 pieces of negativity. Distraction. Let's keep them distracted. Ooh, maybe they're not as smart as we think. Maybe we can get them to believe things that aren't true. Maybe we can get them to believe that he's evil and the Satan. He's the Satan. America, 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 America. All I heard, America, 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 America. Wait, hold on a second. What? Did I just hear America a million times over? And that America, America, America? Oh, I did. And then I saw this. And I heard 7 million people off of food stamps. And I saw this. I heard lowest black unemployment in history. And I saw this. Lowest unemployment in history across the board. This. I'll bang my head against the window. That's what it feels like. I'm banging my head against the wall saying, is this really the country I live in right now? Are these people really? This is what they think? Maybe we aren't as smart as we think we are. Maybe they're right. Maybe the negatube has us all right. They're like, look, all we got to do is throw it by them. They're not smart enough. This country isn't smart enough to know that we're distracting them from the truth. What's the truth? Well, that this guy got in office and he said like 100 crazy things before he got in office and he's done 98 of them. What's the last two? Well, one of them is to drain the swamp and we're in the swamp and we're one of the people he's going to drain. So let's get him out. Gotta get him out. It's so hilarious to me. That's exactly what's going on. As the guy who shut off politics for a year plus, I expected to hear, look, guys, it's not doing too well right now. The world hates Trump. But I'm going to win big league. My crowds are fantastic. Everywhere I go, everybody wants to see Trump. And when I went down to this crowd, said how great I was. He didn't say anything like that. America is winning. We've been tough on China with trade. You guys tell me who else met with Kim Jong-un and is working on China and being tough and creating new trade deals and getting rid of this NAFTA garbage that we had for the last 30 years. Thanks, Clinton. It's crazy. Toughest guy you've ever had in office, does everything he said, and everybody hates him? Oh, that's right. That's right. The media, controlled by that other side that he's not in, doesn't want to be drained out of the swamp.
Interesting.
Like I said, you guys should go back. This is funny to me because I was out of this. December 31st, 2018 to now is 405 days. On day 400, I saw this for the first time and I heard somebody who went out and basically said, I've done every single thing I said I would do. Never heard a politician do that before, guys. I've never seen a billionaire decide to give up their life in order to go and try to help a country that's in complete shambles. This country was so messed up in 2016. If anybody says it wasn't, then you weren't here in 2016. You were living in a different part of the world. This was not an economy that was doing well in 2016. Unemployment was at its worst, I think. Someone go back, please. Who's on right now? Who can go and just say, what were the unemployment numbers in November 2016? Because when I heard that today, oh, well, this is all Obama. Ooh, that's the same thing they said about Obama when he got in office and, oh, this is all Bush. I'm like, no, give Obama credit if it's Obama. Give Bush credit if it's Bush. But don't say, oh, it was the previous president if it absolutely was not the previous president. And I'll tell you, because I was there in a real estate business in 2016, every single day, hustling, just getting through in order to make a living. I don't want to hear anybody tell me it was a great market. I don't want anybody to tell me that, oh, this is all happening today because of Obama. No, he made his escape in 2014. Those last 3 years, he was on the golf course the entire time. I don't blame him. He's president. He got through it, did his thing. But people have to stop giving credit where credit isn't due, okay? You finally get somebody who says what they mean, actually does what they say, and we're just like, let's get him out. I just don't get this world. I don't get it. This should be like the one time in history that everybody's like, are you kidding me? Our stock market's what? China's actually dealing with us now? Like, I don't get it. Something else that came up that I thought was funny. When did we decide to have a backbone? Oh, that's right, 2001. World Trade Center, knockdown, and we are about to go into Iraq, I think it was, or Afghanistan, and we had this coalition we started. It was called, I want to say, Operation Iraqi Freedom, or was something like that, okay? Some small group here in the USA has a problem with this title that we came up with. Operation Iraqi Freedom or Infinite Justice. No, they changed it to Infinite Justice or something like that. They changed the name because of some small group in the country that had a problem with it. And when that happened, I said, we're done. We are done. When we start changing our plans because of small groups in this country that are offended. Excuse me, you just took down our buildings. I don't care what you think. I'll call it whatever the heck I want. I'm going to call it Operation Kill Every Single Terrorist that took down these buildings, whether they're from Saudi Arabia or Iraq or Iran. And if you have a problem with it, I'll add an exclamation point. Are you kidding me? You take down our buildings? Oh, I'm offended by that name. Let's change the name. We got to change the name. It's insane. Change the name. Insanity. I don't get that either, guys. Have a backbone. Something I thought was kind of cool. I don't know if anybody remembers this. We used to say Merry Christmas. We used to say, hey, Merry Christmas. And guess what? If my friend was Jewish, they wouldn't be offended. They would just say, oh, I'm Jewish. And I said, oh, happy Hanukkah. And that was the end of it. And all of a sudden, again, this sensitive world we live in. I'm so offended. That person said Merry Christmas to me, but I'm not Catholic. I'm not Christian. I'm offended. Are you kidding me? Go home. Go home. Don't even leave your house. This is America. It's Merry Christmas. And if my Jewish friends are Jewish, they'll say, oh, I'm Jewish. I guess we got through a full hour here on Instagram. We did an hour? Jeez. I don't get that either, guys. Stop being so offended. If someone said Happy Hanukkah to me,
I would say, oh, I celebrate Christmas. By the way, I'm not offended at all. I'm not offended. If someone said happy Kwanzaa to me, I would say, I don't celebrate Kwanzaa. I celebrate Christmas. But happy Kwanzaa. No. I'm offended. Oof. Guys, drop the sensitivity. Start leading with light. And forget about all the garbage that's going on out there. Please forget about all that garbage. Don't be offended by little things like that. And like I said, I don't like a lot of stuff that's going on out there. But I like being able to say Merry Christmas again. And like I said, it took somebody coming along and saying, No, we're not doing this happy holidays garbage. Happy holidays. You can still say that if you want. But this is America. And if you want to say Merry Christmas, whoever is on the other side of that Merry Christmas, you have no right to be offended. No right at all. You just say, oh, I don't celebrate that. Okay? Just keep that in mind. I'm sick of how sensitive we are as a culture. It's insane. Insane. Everybody's offended by everything. Jeez, this real talk went off the went off the deep end, huh? Oh, Pauline, thank you. I appreciate you. See, I don't know how this is going to go, guys, honestly. I've stayed politics free for 400 days, and now I've done it twice in the last 4 days where I've just kind of let my real talk come out. You know, I just can't stand the way people are being abused by different parties. I don't belong to either party. I am just specifically here focused and caring about my country, about my family's future, about my potential. And I can't succeed and grow and thrive in a country if the real estate market isn't doing well. I'm a real estate agent. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, it was so good when Obama was in office. It was terrible. Terrible. I've been selling real estate for 13 years. And 1 out of the 8 years of Obama was a really good year. Everything else was just hustle your off. Literally. Every day, I had some great years, but I worked them. They didn't come to me, guys. Nothing has come to me in 13 years. I work for every second, for every piece of business. You guys probably think I get a ton of business, that just a ton of business floods to the Real Talk program. I work for every piece of business, guys. I'm out there making phone calls, trying to create new business because I don't have tons of business being thrown at me. I used to work in an office with a great agent that's been selling real estate for over 30 years. The phone would ring at least twice a week where people would throw their business at her. Throw it at her. Oh, we got a new listing, $3 million property, $2 million here, $4 million there. I'm like, Well, you want to, maybe I'll co-list it. I'm happy to do all the work and give you 50%. You do nothing. Give me the lead. I will do all the work and give you half the commission. No. I need 50 listings. But that was the way it was. I don't get that opportunity. Right now I have 3 listings. I usually have 10. So right now I have so much time for real estate. Keep that in mind. If you know anybody who needs to buy or sell in Connecticut, New York, outside of the area, just shoot the lead over to me. I got the time, guys. I will put it in. I will help them find exactly what they need. Yeah, Pauline's right. She said, say it like it is. People are afraid to say how they really feel these days. Well, that's the one thing I would say, Pauline. So I've been here for 405 days in a row. I have been saying how I feel the entire time, but I've chosen not to let any of this negativity affect me. So when I shut off the negative on December 31st, 2018, it was a really nice switch to shut off because I didn't have any of that. I didn't have any of that affecting where a real talk would go on a daily basis. So I would just be shutting it down, shutting down all the negativity and coming out here and being a source of light for everybody. And, you know, I've had people say like, why are you doing this? Like, what is your reasoning? First of all, secondly, the other day, Michael was like, I thought you were going to stop at 365 and then you just blew right through 365. Like, what's your game plan? I'm like, well,
I will be live every day for the rest of my days. I don't know what that means. I don't know if I'm healthy and I can do it, but my plan is every day I will be here to leave a message. It's a task, especially when you're doing an hour plus each day. Now, what I would tell you is since I saw that the other day, it blew my mind to the amount of great stuff that has happened to this country that no one is talking about. How could we be living in a country that has the lowest unemployment in history, that has the greatest economy in the history of time, and no one's talking about that? Now, you know what? Let's focus on Ukraine. Let's focus on the Bidens. First of all, Joe Biden will never win the presidency. Does anybody realize? Oh, Zach, what's going on, buddy? Appreciate you being on. There's no way Joe can win. It just won't happen. I saw a clip of him today in the 90s or something, or maybe even the 80s. And he's there in a group. He's like some sort of caucus. And he's telling them how he was in the top half of his law class. He had 3 degrees. He had a full scholarship. The only person in his class with a full scholarship. And then they show like the second clip. This is real news. Oh, Joe Biden's walking back his statements. No, he wasn't in the top half of his class. Actually, he was 74th out of 86. That's not even close. He had 1 degree, and he didn't even have a scholarship. They all lie. They're all liars. And you know what his response was? Oh, yeah, I guess my memory is a little off on that one. I guess I remembered that wrong. How do you remember full scholarship, top half of the class, and 3 degrees? He had 1 degree, 74 out of 86, or whatever it is. Come on, seriously? Yes, this coronavirus. So Zach wanted to bring up the coronavirus thing. I will say something about this, guys. I'm really freaked out about the coronavirus. The flu is also a pretty big deal right now in the U.S. So I think, you know, don't poo-poo the flu either. But this coronavirus, I'm really worried about. So there was a doctor in China who was the first to start talking about this in Wuhan. And basically the bottom line is... Oh, you know what? I may have something to play for you here you guys would appreciate, especially Zach. You may like this. It's a Unsolved Mysteries episode from the future, but I'll get back to that. So basically, this doctor, he's 34. This is what really scared me. He's got a 4.5-year-old kid at home and one that's not even born yet, due in June. And he died from the coronavirus. So when I hear people saying, oh, it's not that bad, it's just pneumonia. People are dying from pneumonia and from the symptoms of pneumonia, and they lose the ability to breathe. 34, they couldn't save him? That's scary, guys. That's scary. That means if you get it, there's no guarantee, okay? And just because they're going to keep you hydrated, you could. This guy died, 34 years old. Doctor, I'm sure he knew how to protect himself, what to take in order to not... you know, have exposure or whatever it was, he died. So I'm really worried about this, guys. I got 3 kids. And my fear is that this turns into like some sort of Spanish flu. And, you know, talk about, you know, 5-10 million people die from this thing. And that's a sharp drop from what happened with the Spanish flu. Spanish flu is 20 to 50 million people. But remember, back then they didn't have the drugs, the medication, they didn't have the antibiotics that they have now. So maybe it's 5 to 10 million people, but if the entire world catches this thing, you're just going to see a lot of death, guys. This is a really scary thing. And yeah, I just think about like end times. Like, this is a crazy world we're living in. We're like civil war here in the U.S. You got coronavirus going on. You got earthquakes all over the place. What is going on? And then I'm here trying to tell everybody to be kind to each other. So Pauline asked if I believe in the flu shots. Well, I'll tell you this. I have not gotten my flu shot. I know my kids got theirs. My wife got hers. But I do not get the flu shot. I think I got the flu a few years ago, but... I may have gotten the flu shot occasionally in the past, but I know they're like, if you get it once, you got to get it every year. I'm like, no, I'm not getting it. Just wash your hands a lot, guys. Don't go near people that are coughing. And when someone looks like they're like sick, just get the hell out of there. Just turn and run. Act like they're being negative and just turn and run away. Where's Mark going? I heard that guy cough. I had to get the hell out of here. Seriously, that's what you have to do.
Let me see if I can find this because I want to play this for Zach. Give me 1 second to find this for you guys, okay? 1 second here. You're going to laugh. You're looking at some stuff. I don't want you to see this. Where is it? Oh, there it is. I think this is the one. This is the Wuhan one. Check this out.
January 11th, 2020. A small village in China called Wuhan. There's an outbreak of epic proportions. Was it SARS? The Spanish flu? No. All this and more. The next Hansel mystery.
Robert Stack is back. So look, if you guys don't know about this by now, I'm explaining it and sort of you'll know in maybe a couple weeks when I bring this live, but I have another show, okay? Real Talk is the opportunity to reach the world that's looking for positivity, for motivation, for kindness, and just pure light. But as you know, there's a huge part of this world that would never tune into a program like that. How do we capture those people? Well, we do stuff like this.
This is Dr. Evil. I have a proposal for you. You have 24 hours to pay me $10 billion, or I will strike every major city with our hypersonic laser. What say you? Well, the United States of Trump does not negotiate with terrorists. I'm sorry, Dr. Evil. Do you have another proposal? Maybe I can buy the laser from you. How about that? Huh? Trump will buy it from you. But that's not on the table. I'm freaking Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil. Obviously, you've never read The Art of the Deal by yours truly. Trump always wins. Big league. Buy the laser. That's it. Or you can laser your eyebrows off. Whatever. I don't really care. And I win big league. Read The Art of the Deal. Call me back. Bye. I don't agree. Hello? Did he just... He just hung up on Dr. Evil. He just hung up on me. What the...
Oh, I love that ending. He just hung up on me. What the? Oh, I love that. So listen, that was Zach. That was like part one. And Zach, first of all, head over to YouTube, subscribe and ding the bell over there. Please subscribe over. You're on DLive, I believe. I haven't been able to log into DLive to see if anybody even follows me over there. So hopefully you can follow me there as well. I'm live every day, my friend. This is day 405 in a row. But so check it out. That was part one. This is a saga. I'm just letting you know. So I had to create part two, which came out the other day. And again, this is all part of my other program, which now I'm filtering in slowly into the Real Talk show. And again, the concept here is this. Real Talk is reaching this great group of people. This one's going to reach the people that will never tune into Real Talk. And then eventually, it all becomes one. All right? And then the entire world is together. Real Talk and... this stuff. Check this out. Here's part two.
Dr. Evil, Donald Trump is on the line for you.
Thank you, number two. I'll take the call in my secret lair. Donald, glad to get you back on the line.
Dr. Evil.
Yeah, I read your crap book.
Oh, you did? I thought you'd go audiobook. I didn't know you knew how to read.
Of course I know how to freaking read. I'm Dr. Evil. You can get my book. It's on Amazon, or it's in Mentor Box, too. Unlike your crap book, that's why I read every single page.
Oh, you did? Did you read Chapter 13? The Power of the Hang-Up? Did you?
No, I did not read that section in The Art of the Deal. I did not... What? Hello? He did it to me again, didn't he, number two? Son of a bitch!
That's part two. So it's going to continue on. And we got lots of other stuff that we're doing to try to create some sort of excitement. But the idea here is like positive comedy. You know what I mean? Because there's two sides of the comedic spectrum. You could go dark with your comedy. You can go blue, dark, you know. Or you can go funny slash like, you know, positive, happy comedy. I consider like the Austin Powers type of stuff to be like that type of thing. And it's funny, I chose the Dr. Evil thing because my mindset was almost like Real Talk is Austin Powers and Fache is Dr. Evil. And I'm not telling you his full name yet. You guys are going to have to do some research to find this. When you hear the whole thing, you're going to be like, holy cow, that's just the name alone is just like, I got to tune in. So it's coming up soon and I'm going to bring the two together. Okay. But for right now, we're keeping this separate. We're keeping it separate. If you really want to know about this show, shoot me a DM and I will let you know all about it. I don't think I'm going to do, I was going to do a show tonight, but it's almost midnight now. So what I'm going to do is probably close down shop. Tomorrow's a big Monday. Guys, we're starting off the week hard tomorrow. Okay. Day 406. I'll be live with you probably around 4 or 5 o'clock tomorrow. About 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Oh my goodness. Okay. So Cross wants me to do on part three. He wants me to bring the mini me in. I bring mini me in for part three. The funny thing about these things that come to me in the moment, you know, like we did, What About Bob last week, Scarface, the first week I did this, the Fache thing. And each week I'm trying to debut a new movie for you guys. But then I realized they have to continue on. So it's not just the one-time shot. So like we're going to get Wedding Crashers. We're going to do Godfather. We're going to do like just anything that you want to see, just shoot over to me and I'll create my own version of that movie with the face swaps. There's this thing called deepfakes, which I'm looking into right now. If I can get the deepfakes thing going, guys, it would be like a straight up rap because then I can move around. I'd be Trump, but I'd actually be Trump. So I wouldn't be like me. I would actually be Donald J. Trump. And I would be there. It'd be looking like me. And as I'm doing this, it'd actually be Trump's face doing it instead of mine. And I'd be like, guys, we're going to win big league. And we're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to win. And then that's it. But I can't right now. I got to put a face there and it's just the face instead of like, you know, like the Dr. Evil. But eventually we'll have the deep fakes thing going as soon as I figure it out. It's actually, I think what it is it's less time than I think it is. Like what I'm doing with this, these things, I'm doing them like that. I'm not really spending an extraordinary amount of time on it. I'm actually just knocking it out quickly. What takes the most time actually is the editing. That's the recording. I just literally can improvise with any character and just go off.
Peter, what's happening? What do you want, Lomberg? I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday and Sunday. We've got a lot of TPS reports to take care of. Yeah, okay, Lomberg. Look, I'm not coming in this weekend. I actually got a meeting with the Bobs in a few minutes. Yeah, I'm done with your TPS reports, too. In fact, if you ask me to do them again, I'm going to leave something brown on them on your desk. Yeah, I'm not really sure about Peter for the upper management position. He's been having a little bit of trouble with his TPS reports.
We feel that the problem is that you haven't been challenging Peter.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that right now.
How much time would you say you spend each week on these TPS reports?
Yeah.
That was a good one too, guys. I'm going to try to find Walken real quick because I really want you to see this mentor thing. This isn't the right one. I did this one too, but this isn't the right one.
Last time someone told me to do that, I stabbed him in the face with a soldering iron. Just for one.
That's my Walken. But the Walken I did, the other one was like so much better. It was like sometimes you put a question mark instead of an exclamation point. Sometimes it's a comma. Join me. I'm a master class. I'm Christopher Walken. It was like crazy Christopher Walken masterclass. Like I would absolutely sign up for a Christopher Walken masterclass. Guys, you take a script and you put the comma where the exclamation point is and the period where there's a semicolon. Like I would absolutely watch and absorb anything that Walken says. I love Walken. Oh, thanks, man. Listen, shoot me a message. And best way to find all this, you can go to Mark Pyers Real Talk. You can go to teespring.com/store/Mark Pyers Real Talk. You can buy t-shirts and my quotes. And if you want to know more about Facce and you want to know about this other program, shoot me an email, mark@markpyersrealtalk.com. Head over to YouTube, subscribe, and ding the bell over there as well. But the show, I'll tell you what, there's like 30 of these things, 40 of these things. So if you want to see more, like I got a lot. That if I could shoot you the link to the Instagram page, for example, you'd be like, what? A lot of the stuff I'll never put on Real Talk because it just doesn't play. It doesn't make sense. But there's some good stuff. Like I got an Owen Wilson in there. The Owen Wilson got like 2,700 views. This is something I don't understand, okay? Live for 405, I'll drop a piece of content that's just straight up fire. Like just about positivity and about finding that uniqueness within you. And I'm like, that's going to get a couple hundred views. Nah, 60, 70 views, 100 views. I'm like, what the hell? I do an Owen Wilson saying, Secretary Cleary, John Ryan. And you get 20-something hundred people checking it out. Like, that's why I realized comedy plays different than positivity and motivation. It's a different group of people. There's a lot more people looking for comedy. So, Facce lives on. I think that's it for today. Zach, I appreciate you, my friend. That's one of the things I used to do, my friend. Zach said it's crazy because you sound exactly like the people you're impersonating. I used to do this partly for a living. When I was younger, I did a lot of voiceover work for people, Scarface. Just tell me one thing, okay? That's actually one of the ones I used to do a lot, but it's just do impressions of everybody, you know? And now when I'm doing it more, it's coming back to me. It's becoming like natural again, like Real Talk, where I'll just be like, you know, I'll see someone and the first thing I'll do is I'll hear their impression. I'll just hear the voice. And I'm starting like the other day, I never heard Robert Downey Jr. talk. And I'm realizing when I talked to him the other day, he kind of talks and he closes off his words. And you know, so let me explain. And he does this weird thing. So I'm going to start observing him and maybe I'll do a Robert Downey Jr. I never thought about doing him before. And you know, like I said, if you have someone you want to hear, just shoot it over. Just be like, dude, I want you to do Joe Biden. Oh, my Aunt Jody likes to have me over. I like it when her kids sit on my lap. I like it when they sit on my lap. You know, when I grew up, it was a very important thing for you to... Do you guys realize he's kind of like dragging? Everything's dragging right now?
Bernie, it's going to be very important that we go after the colleges and we make sure that Trump pays.
That's another one. Or how about my favorite one is Elizabeth Warren. Have you heard her? My Elizabeth Warren impression could perhaps be the best impression I do. You ready? No, I'm just kidding. I can't do a lady impression. That's just my impression of, you know, of the... of Pocahontas. She's so Pocahontas. Guys, did you see her? She's like, oh yeah, I'm American Indian. And I'm like, oh, are you really? She's like, no, not really. So listen, I'm going to get going now. And I will be back tomorrow. So Zach, head over to YouTube. Type in Mark Pyers Real Talk over there. Please subscribe and ding the bell so you get the reminder every day. That's the best platform as far as reminders are concerned. And also, if you shoot me a DM, I will let you know about the other program because it sounds like you will like that stuff a lot. And I basically drop at least one piece over there each day. And Facce goes live once a week, but he's been live every day since his mother kicked him out of the womb. I'm just saying, that's part of his spiel. I've been live every day since my mother kicked me out of the womb. How dare she? I just gave you a piece of Facce. So if you find that guy, you're going to get a kick out of him because he doesn't look like me. But we're going to be doing some Facce on Friday. It's going to be Friday night Facce. It's going to be Friday Facce. It's going to be doing. And yeah, tomorrow I'll be back for some Monday motivation with you, roughly 4:35 o'clock. So make sure you tune in and spread the word, guys. Live every day forever. It's the Real Talk program. I really appreciate you. You know what? Let's put this one on. Right. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Remember, any topics you want me to get into, I will get into. Anything you want me to discuss, I will discuss. And apparently now politics, too. I'm going to talk about it, anything and everything here on the Real Talk program. I'll see you tomorrow. It's Mark Pyers. And it's Real Talk.